Yeah, I would say Raging Bull. I saw that with my father, and I asked him after I saw the movie, I don't know if I was 13, 14, I said, that boxer was great. And he said, no, he's not a boxer, he's an actor. And I said, well, can an actor do that? Can an actor really go from there to there, to do that arc of behavior and body changes, and in order for me to believe that he's a boxer? That's pretty wild. I don't know if my mother was very happy that I would be an actor, because she knew how hard this is. This is a hard job. You can get a lot of time, a lot of years with no work at all. I'm a method actor. Yes, I went to every orgy in the world. For me to inhabit the character. You can't let yourself go free when you are speaking a foreign language. I don't know, to be honest, to be real, to be able to express yourself really openly, having in mind that you're speaking a language that doesn't mean anything to you because you haven't had a life experience with it. So some of the words, or many of the words, are just, they just have alphabetic meanings rather than life experience meanings. Sometimes I was saying lines that I didn't know what they mean. But I'm good at that. In No Country for All Men, I did that also. And they gave me an Oscar. Because they thought I was doing my method acting of being blank because of the violence and the cruelty of my character. But really, I didn't know what I was saying. So yes, when I read the script of Beautiful, I knew that what he was proposing me, Alejandro, the director, was a life experience, not a job. Beautiful is not about going to the set, say the lines, and go back home and have a cold drink and celebrate. No. It's about spending 5 months of your life for sometimes 6 days per week, 14 hours per day, a very huge emotional weight that is unbearable. But that's the work we do. It's hard. It's hard to watch yourself because it's not... I'm always saying that the need of performing doesn't have to do anything with the need of watching the performance. You have the need to express yourself through a character, but you don't have the need to watch that expression because most of the times it's unbearable for yourself. At the end, I can't help myself but really being attracted to characters that go through a very deep conflict. Because there, as in life, I can tell human beings achieving the worst and the best of themselves. And that's what I'm interested in life and in art.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Yeah, I would say Raging Bull. I saw that with my father, and I asked him after I saw the movie, I don't know if I was 13, 14, I said, that boxer was great. And he said, no, he's not a boxer, he's an actor. And I said, well, can an actor do that? Can an actor really go from there to there, to do that arc of behavior and body changes, and in order for me to believe that he's a boxer, that's pretty wild. I don't know if my mother was very happy that I would be an actor, because she knew how hard this is. This is a hard job. you can get a lot of time, a lot of years with no work at all. I'm a method actor. Yes, I went to every orgy in the world. For me to inhabit the character. You can't let yourself go free when you are speaking a foreign language. I don't know, to be honest, to be real, to be able to express yourself really openly, having in mind that you're speaking a language that doesn't mean anything to you because you haven't had a life experience with it. So some of the words, or many of the words, are just, they just have alphabetic meanings rather than life experience meanings. Sometimes I was saying lines that I didn't know what they mean. But I'm good at that. In No Country for Old Men, I did that also. And they gave me an Oscar because they thought I was doing my method acting of being blank because of the violence and the cruelty of my character. But really, I didn't know what I was saying. So yes, when I read the script of Beautiful, I knew that what he was proposing me, Alejandro, the director, was a life experience, not a job. Beautiful is not about going to the set, say the lines, and go back home and have a cold drink and celebrate. No. It's about spending 5 months of your life for sometimes 6 days per week, 14 hours per day, a very huge emotional weight that is unbearable. But that's the work we do. And it's hard. It's hard to watch yourself because it's not... I'm always saying that the need of performing doesn't have to do anything with the need of watching the performance. You have the need to show... You have the need to express yourself through a character, but you don't have the need to watch that expression because most of the times it's unbearable for yourself. At the end, I can't help myself but really being attracted to characters that go through a very deep conflict because there, as in life, I can tell human being achieving the worst and the best of themselves. And that's what I'm interested in life and in art.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Ahora, escuche de nuevo la grabación.
Yeah, I would say Raging Bull. I saw that with my father and I asked him after I saw the movie, I don't know if I was 13, 14, I said, that boxer was great. And he said, no, he's not a boxer, he's an actor. And I said, can an actor do that? Can an actor really go from there to there, to do that arc of behavior and body changes, and in order for me to believe that he's a boxer, that's pretty wild. I don't know if my mother was very happy that I would be an actor because she knew how hard this is. This is a hard job. You can get a lot of time, a lot of years with no work at all. I'm a method actor. Yes, I went to every orgy in the world. For me to inhabit the character, you can't let yourself go free when you are speaking a foreign language. I don't know, to be honest, to be real, to be able to express yourself really openly, having in mind that you're speaking a language that doesn't mean anything to you because you haven't had a life experience with it. So some of the words, or many of the words, are just... they just have alphabetic meanings rather than life experience meanings. Sometimes I was saying lines that I didn't know what they mean. But I'm good at that. In No Country for Old Men, I did that also. And they gave me an Oscar because they thought I was doing my method acting of being blank because of the violence and the cruelty of my character. But really, I didn't know what I was saying. So yes, when I read the script of Beautiful, I knew that what he was proposing me, Alejandro, the director, was a life experience, not a job. Beautiful is not about going to the set, say the lines, and go back home and have a cold drink and celebrate. No. It's about spending 5 months of your life for sometimes 6 days per week, 14 hours per day, a very huge emotional weight that is unbearable. But that's the work we do. It's hard. It's hard to watch yourself because it's not... I'm always saying that the need of performing doesn't have to do anything with the need of watching the performance. You have the need to show... You have the need to express yourself through a character, but you don't have the need to watch that expression because most of the times it's unbearable for yourself. At the end, I can't help myself but really being attracted to characters that go through a very deep conflict. Because there, as in life, I can tell human beings achieving the worst and the best of themselves. And that's what I'm interested in life and in art.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas. Este es el final de la tarea